At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Good morning, people. Welcome to my channel. Now let us take the 17th nakshatra of Anuradha and analyze it for their four padas. This is a pada specific series of nakshatras so that you can follow from natal to navamsha what happens. I'm doing all these series simply because I've got a lot of comments on my channel saying I've got this planet in this pada and this planet in that pada and in natal and in navamsha, and people start getting mixed up without understanding basic principles. In my experience of reading and everything else with astrology, most of astrology is analysis by virtue of mathematics, by virtue of numerology, by virtue of logic, like permutations and combinations. This is why I use more of AI analysis, because AI is a good analysis tool. And most of it, 90% of astrology is based on that. The other 10% is intuition, of course. So Anuradha, now we get into the heart of Scorpio. Scorpio typically has an issue of grudges, and nowhere is this more seen dominantly than in Anuradha Nakshatra. This is a grudge master. Anuradha people will tend to hold grudges for life. Only death tends to dissolve grudges for these kind of people. The pressure of time and failure to complete the task is another issue. Whatever house it will fall in will determine whether the person will be under pressure to do that signification. If moon is here, they might be under pressure from their mother. If sun is here, for example, it might be pressure from the father. You see what I'm saying? Apply the signification of the house and the planet. They have huge trouble in getting recognized and getting things legalized. You might have to reflect on these things more than just make up your mind of why I'm saying this. Now let us get into the padas of it. Okay, the first pada is Scorpio going into the sign Navamsha of Leo. So when a planet goes into Leo, it will give the results on time, definitely. I'll deal with this separately, what planet goes into what Navamsha later on. But for now, just remember that any planet going to Leo Navamsha will give, becomes very disciplined. Okay? But now there is a 4-10 relationship between Scorpio and Leo. Leo is 10th from Scorpio, Scorpio is 4th from Leo. So in the first pada, situation where decisions are made or actions are taken that go against the masses. Why masses? The fourth part. Fourth from Leo is Scorpio. So you're doing something, taking decisions, decision making is Leo, against the masses. Scorpio is fourth to Leo. This will not help those who come asking for them. They will not help people who come asking for their help. A little bit of pride there. Okay. Too much ego issues, like I said, Leo Navamsha, ego issues can get in the way. Too proud to help, as Leo is 10th from Scorpio, involved in getting fame and recognition only for themselves. If you have this kind of an attitude, good luck with your karma. Everywhere you will see this, in every pada you will see this. The attitude of numerological relationships between natal and Navamsha playing out as your karma. Second pada, Scorpio going into Virgo. So there is a 3-11 relationship playing out here. Gemini to Aquarius. So there is something relating to gaining something. There you go. Earning money with illegal cheating route. Why? Because Virgo is 11th. Earning money. Virgo is earning money daily routines. It is 11th position from Scorpio where it has arisen from the natal. So illegal and cheating route. Virgo is 11th from Scorpio. Immoral principles in their actions. They are good at hiding things. Scorpio is good at hiding things. Grudges, hidden grudges and information, which is Scorpio. Good at hiding all kinds of information and things. Their life lesson is, do not consume wealth which does not belong to you. Scorpio 8th, right? That's their life lesson. Don't earn money with illegal means. It'll get to you somehow. And in this case, it might get even to your siblings, because it is the third position. Virgo, Scorpio is third position from Virgo, which has to do with your neighbors, with your siblings, even your children. Children more, I would say, Leo. The third pada is Scorpio going into the sign of Libra. So 2-12 relationship, gain and loss. Okay, think Taurus versus Pisces type of relationship. These people could be distracted, unable to complete tasks on time. They can be good entrepreneurs in business. Why? There is Libra here in the Navamsha, doing something independent and seeking material pleasures for it. They can be having jealousy issues, and they will tend to hold on grudges. The grudge part becomes very strong in the Kama Pada of Anuradha, the third Pada. Libra is second to Scorpio, so they might be holding on grudges with family and eventually cause them harm. The life lesson here in this Pada would be to let go of hatred and grudges of people. You'll be a lot more happier in life if you do that. The fourth Pada is the Scorpio exaltation, Scorpio to Scorpio. The fourth Pada of Anuradha. This is as Scorpio as it gets. These people might tend to have hobbies as main profession. Third house from Scorpio is Capricorn. Third house is the house of hobbies. They will not pay due respect to the elders. They have to help the father and elders in some way. They will tend to decide not to do so. Second from Scorpio is Sagittarius, and eighth from Gemini. Transformation will come by respecting and taking care of your elderly within the family. These are the generic aspects. If you have some points or planets in Anuradha Nakshatra, one of the Padas, going into Navamsha, do let me know in the comment box. And go on further in this podcast to reveal more details about the planetary placement and generics of this Padas. Enjoy and share.
Podcast segment title, The Four Padas of Anuradha Nakshatra. Subtitle, Planetary Principles and the Inner Outer Karma Blueprint of Loyalty, Ego, and Emotional Maturity. Introduction, Anuradha, the Path of Devotion and the Test of the Heart's Depth. Anuradha Nakshatra spans from 3320 to 1640 in Scorpio, ruled by Mitra, the god of friendship and alliance, and governed by Saturn, the planet of discipline and responsibility. This nakshatra teaches that true power comes not from control, but from commitment, humility, and loyalty. With all four padas falling in Scorpio, Anuradha natives experience intense internal growth, karmic attachments, emotional scars, and psychological patterns. But their Navamsha signs, Leo, Virgo, Libra, and Scorpio, reveal how these emotional depths play out in worldly behavior, from pride to precision to resentment to eventual rebirth. This is the nakshatra where love becomes loyalty, but also where betrayal and ego are tested most deeply. Let's explore the karmic blueprint of each pada. Anuradha Pada 1, Scorpio 3D20, 6D40. Navamsha sign, Leo, Dharma Pada, Elemental Shift, Water to Fire. Motivation, dharma, to act for recognition and legacy, but risks egoism. Inner outer karma blueprint, outwardly intense, private, emotionally guarded, Scorpio Rashi. Inwardly prideful, image conscious, and status driven, Leo Navamsha. These natives tend to act against collective needs in favor of personal fame or validation. They may ignore those who seek help unless it adds to their recognition. Their karmic journey revolves around dissolving ego, offering true leadership through service, not self-glorification. Karmic theme, pride blocks empathy, fame over service. Growth path, lead with humility. Serve others without needing applause. Anuradha Pada 2, Scorpio 640 1010 Gaze. Navamsha sign, Virgo, elemental shift, water to earth. Motivation, artha to build and maintain through precision but risk secrecy. Inner outer karma blueprint, outwardly emotionally calculating, strategic, and intense, Scorpio Rashi. Inwardly methodical, critical, and detail-obsessed, Virgo Navamsha. This Pada is skilled in managing resources and secrets, but may engage in unethical or manipulative financial behavior. Wealth acquired through cheating or deception leads to karmic loss. These individuals must cleanse their use of power and information. Karmic theme: secretive misuse of wealth, hiding unethical intent. Growth path: earn honestly. Share insight and assets without fear or control. Anapada 3, Scorpio 10 degrees in, 13 Dwiti Navamsha sign, Libra. Elemental shift, water to air. Motivation, karma to achieve personal desires, harmony, and success. Inner outer karma blueprint. Outwardly persuasive, independent, attractive, Scorpio Rashi, inwardly desiring approval, comparison, and validation, Libra Navamsha. This is the pada of the distracted entrepreneur, starting projects but rarely finishing them. Jealousy toward others, success, and emotional grudges toward family or partners weigh heavily. Liberation only begins when resentment is dropped and self-responsibility is embraced. Karmic theme: emotional instability through comparison and resentment. Growth path: let go of grudges. Focus on personal dharma, not others' paths. Anuradhapada 4, Scorpio 13 degree 20, Team D 40, Navamsha sign, Scorpio, Pada elemental shift, water to water, motivation, moksha, to emotionally transform through deep karmic commitment. Inner outer karma blueprint: outwardly intense, loyal, emotionally dominant, Scorpio Rashi, inwardly fixed, determined, transformational, Scorpio Navamsha. This pada carries the most ancestral karma. Natives may ignore elders or tradition early in life, only to face intense transformation later. Their path is to honor lineage, heal inherited wounds, and serve with deep integrity. When purified, they become powerful agents of generational healing. Karmic theme: neglect of tradition and elder wisdom, spiritual isolation. Growth path: respect family legacy, transform through inner loyalty and surrender. Anuradhapada summary: the four gates of devotional karma. Pada 1 Leo, seeks public validation, righteous action. Trap: fame before service. Growth serve: without needing credit. Pada 2, seeks mastery and resource control. Trap: hiding, cheating, or manipulating for gain. Growth: earn honestly and reveal truth with clarity. Pada 3, seeks harmony, approval, success. Trap: grudges, distractions, emotional comparison. Growth: focus on your path, release bitterness. Pada 4, Scorpio, seeks deep soul transformation. Trap: rejection of family, tradition, or emotional truth. Heal roots. Devotion to legacy becomes liberation. Closing thought: in Anuradha, loyalty is the test and the reward. This is the nakshatra of sacred bonds, where you are asked, will you betray for pride or commit through storms? The karma of Anuradha lies in emotional accountability, not in who loves you, but in how you love, honor, and transform that love into wisdom. Next in the series, Jyeshtha Nakshatra, where seniority meets burden and leadership must surrender ego to protect the tribe. Anuradha Nakshatra Pada, with examples of planets. Exploring how planetary placement shapes karma, expression, and evolution across the four pada. Anuradha Pada 1, Leo Navamsha, Scorpio 3D20 to 6D40. Outer self, Rashi, loyal, intense, focused on depth and control, Scorpio. Inner self, Navamsha, proud, image-conscious, identity-driven. Motivation, dharma, to lead through emotional strength but risks ego inflation. Examples: Sun in Pada 1, strong-willed and magnetically authoritative, but prone to acting in ways that alienate others or ignore collective well-being. Result: can gain public recognition or lead transformation-focused missions, but karma challenges arise when pride overshadows compassion. Mars in Pada 1, extremely bold, strategic, and combative. May take decisions that oppose collective advice purely to assert individuality. Result: military, crisis, or survival-based leadership is likely, but must avoid selfish glory at the cost of group needs. Moon in Pada 1, emotionally fiery, craves respect and validation for their loyalty, but may emotionally withdraw when not praised. Result: needs to balance emotional pride with genuine care. Karma smoothens when ego gives way to true service. Anuradha Pada 2, Virgo Navamsha, Scorpio 6D40, 10D0. Outer self, emotionally secretive and penetrating, Scorpio. Inner self, analytical, skeptical, materially focused, Virgo. Motivation, Artha, to control and secure resources, often through hidden channels. Examples: Mercury in Pada 2, clever communicator with a strategic mind, but may withhold truth or manipulate for personal gain. Result: can work in intelligence, finance, or analytics. Karma tests arise around ethics, especially in speech and contracts. Saturn in Pada 2, deeply disciplined but emotionally rigid. Might achieve success through hard work, yet hide resentment or control from behind the scenes. Result: can master long-term business or spiritual paths, but growth requires openness and karmic purification of greed or secrecy. Rahu in Pada 2, intensely driven to amass wealth or information, but can do so via illegitimate means or alliances. Result: rapid rise is possible, especially in tech, media, or black market contexts. Karma unravels if integrity is ignored. Anuradha Pada 3, Libra Navahanriya 13D20. Outer self: committed, intense, emotionally magnetic. Inner self: socially focused, approval seeking, aesthetic. Motivation: comma, to love, be loved, and find equilibrium within intensity. Examples: Venus in Pada 3, deep romantic desires, but also strong comparisons with others, may feel cheated by life or relationships. Result: natural artist or connector, but emotional peace only comes when jealousy is healed and self-love is stabilized. Mercury in Pada 3, skilled at navigating social and emotional terrain, but struggles with indecision or resentment. Result: relationship counselor, negotiator, or brand consultant is likely. Karma heals when they let go of control and comparisons. Ketu in Pada 3, detached yet reactive in partnerships, may feel they were owed more by family or spouse. Result: transformation comes by detaching from scorekeeping. True balance emerges through emotional surrender. Anuradha Pada 4, Scorpio Navamsha, Scorpio 13-16D40. Outer self: deep, determined, power-conscious Scorpio. Intensely loyal or obsessive, emotionally karmic, motivation: moksha, to purify through emotional depth and ancestral duty. Examples: Moon in Pada 4, exceptionally emotionally bonded, especially to father figures or lineage, but may suppress feelings. Result: powerful emotional healer or mystic, but must learn to express rather than withhold. Karma clears through honoring elders. Saturn in Pada 4, deep-rooted karmic lessons around responsibility, discipline, and inner suffering, may carry burdens of family legacy. Result: profound spiritual leader or karmic restorer, but must learn to forgive and flow instead of control and resist. Mars in Pada 4, inwardly turbulent, outwardly calculating, intensely goal-oriented but emotionally stuck. Result: can master the occult or crisis-based professions. Liberation arrives when force transforms into acceptance. Anuradha Pada summary: four portals of devotional karma. Pada 1, Leo seeks recognition through emotional strength. Trap: ego blocks help or generosity. Growth: act from dignity, not superiority. Pada 2, Virgo seeks stability and control through skill. Secrecy: manipulation, unethical gain. Growth: serve with integrity, purify intentions. Pada 3, Libra seeks connection, harmony, love. Trap: jealousy, resentment, unfinished partnerships. Growth: relate without expectation, heal emotional fairness. Pada 4, soul transformation and karmic release. Trap: emotional suppression, dishonor of elders. Growth: serve legacy with love, transcend power struggles. Conclusion: in Anuradha, loyalty must be rooted in self-honesty. This nakshatra tests whether you can remain loyal even when ego, pain, or past wounds tempt betrayal. It challenges you to rise, not by dominance, but through devotion, responsibility, and emotional integrity. In every relationship, personal or karmic, you are asked, can you love without attachment, serve without pride, commit without resentment? Only then does Anuradha reveal its true blessing, the sacred alliance of soul, service, and surrender.